it's but in actuality, this is the second annual Boscalina conference. Thanks for all, making it here, all of you folks. You all look real good, real healthy and happy, and I would imagine in your life joyous in the Lord no matter what, has come about. I want to say this, that if you open up your schedules, I don't have a particular theme quote for every speaker to follow. But I do have a theme for why and what is in my heart when I, you know, if I can say I put on this conference. I just want to tell you that 30 years ago, as a young guy, I could have never in my wildest dreams thought about putting on my own conference because I... you know, I had nothing. Oh. I was young. I had nothing. And, you know, I used to go to conferences myself. And if I made it there, it was, you know, if I made it there, that was awesome, you know. But I love the Lord then. And that's what's important. And the Lord showed me, He took me out of darkness. And He elevated me to the highest position possible of any human being in the history of mankind, along with you. Has nothing, you know, and that's a matter of fact. It's not a boast. If we glory, the scriptures say, let us glory in the Lord. If we're going to boast, let us boast in Him. I think the scriptures allude to that fact. And the fact of the matter is that in the Son of God, the Creator, our head, and the Lamb, without blemish, we've been elevated to the right hand of God as the fullness of the very Creator of all things, whatever all of that entails. And one of the closest things I can get to that is when Paul states in Romans that, either Romans or Corinthians, he states that our present sufferings aren't even to be able to be set aside with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And that's a start, let alone for eternity. And I'm going to use that word, eternity, because our life is hid with Christ in God. We are the fullness of the Son of God. And Christ certainly is eternal. And we, as being His fullness, and our lives being hid in Him, I see no problem in stating what I believe to be a fact, that our lives are eternal in the Son of God. And plus, too, we are the church, which is the body of Christ, which we could talk about for hours and hours about how special and specific that is in the scriptures. Let's get to the reason I began, why I put on this conference. The reason I put on this conference, and I invited all you excellent people here, is because this is held for the praise, honor, and glory of our dear Heavenly Father, for His Son, our Lord, and our head, Christ Jesus, and for God, the Holy Spirit, our sealer. This conference is being held to their praise, honor, and glory. And my mind, my puny mind, says, what can I do for the Lord here? Well, I can praise Him, and I can honor Him, and I can glorify Him for what He is and what He's done for me. And, you know, if I can simply understand that, my mind says, no matter what state I get in, no matter how high or how low, if I can glorify the Godhead and know what the Son of God has done for me in this lifetime, saving me from this darkness and elevating me to the Father's right hand, if I can glorify Him and praise Him for doing that on this planet, I'm going to do so. And that's why I called you out here, called all of you here. We consider all of you folks to be the most awesome human beings on the planet. My wife and I, we actually do. we actually know that you are the most awesome people on this planet. And it has nothing to do with you whatsoever. It has nothing to do with your brain capacity, with what you have done, what you haven't done, what you've accomplished. It doesn't have anything to do with what your rank is or how smart you think you are or how lovely you think you are or, you know, how great and nice looking like Ron thinks he is. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It has to do with what we all are in the Son of God. Amen. And see, I have a note here. I said we have 12 faithful and knowledgeable men, and this also includes their families, their wives that may be here, or their children that may know the Lord. I chose these 12 men as speakers because I believe and I know them to truly love the Lord with their very life and with their very being. I mean, there's one thing, you know, I've been around you all long enough to know that there's one thing to name the name of Christ, and there's another thing to know Him. You can name Him and believe in Him, but you can also know Him. And there is a vast difference to that, by the way. So, therefore, you have people in the world that name is named and certainly are saved. But you have people in the world that are of the mystery, are of His body, and that acknowledgement, epigenosko, Him, and that live for Him day after day, no matter how well they think they do it. If your mind is set at the right hand of God, you are living for Him every day. Amen. And that makes you, on this planet, that makes you a very special individual. And so I know that the 12 men that I chose, I believe that they truly, their life and their being, no matter what they have to face in the world or what they might have to do to make money, that they truly are set on the mission of living for the Lord in their calling, and that's why I chose them here. And so I'm really glad that all of you guys have spent the time and money to show up and to be here. It's some of you don't know each other, which is awesome. You know, some of the people in here, we'll be able to get to meet the wild ones from Arizona. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Forrest.
Why is that funny?
and vice versa. So it's really neat that all of a sudden, you know, and the relationships that occur, we see. You know, we see people talking and jabbering away and sharing things of the Lord and family and stuff like that, and it's a beautiful thing. And I've seen it happen already. Well, with that having been said, what time is it?
1:52.
Okay, I've basically got 8 more minutes. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to have everybody stand up and introduce themselves, if that's okay. Go ahead, Ron.
I was running to the camera to record it. I guess we're starting over here.
Yeah, right? Go ahead. Okay.
Ron Curry, West Union, South Carolina. And this is my wife, Laura.
Okay, Tom.
We're happy to be here.
Great that you made it. Yeah. Ron is a speaker tomorrow. Or is it today? I'm sorry. He's the speaker today. Pardon me. Tony, would you stand up, please? Tony?
Tony McCurry from Anderson, South Carolina, about 30 miles south of Ronnie. Glad to be here. And we'll miss my knowledge community. This is my lovely wife, Candy. If y'all see somebody glistening as you go by.
Yeah, another one of those southern boys. They're groupish. They're
clannish.
Clannish, yeah. There's another one back there with a hat on. Or used to. Okay, my name is Mike Metchikowski, and I'm from God's country, Boscobel, Wisconsin. What's, why is that so funny? And and my lovely wife, I'd be dead without her, without the Lord, and my wife, I'd be in real dire straits. That's a matter of fact. My wife, Diane, and she's just, we've been married for 23 years now. And I'm just really happy that, the Lord gave her to me, and we found each other. You know, of course, it hasn't been, well, I was going to say it hasn't been easy for both of us together, but, moving right along. Yeah, moving right along. Kathleen? Thank you, Ron. Oh, I got me out of that. Kathy?
I'm Kathy Michael, and I'm from Minnesota,
Quincy. All right. Kathy puts out a paper once in a while, so you can see, very nice. Okay, Eddie the Greek?
On the back table.
Oh, some on the back table. Eddie the Greek?
My name is Ronald, and my wife Kathy. We're from Florida now. We were from South Dakota, and we have been just as happy in Florida as we have been in South Dakota and in New Mexico where we got married.
They get around. Yeah, Eddie, we call Eddie the Greek. He's actually, I think he's Spanish, right? Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, he's actually a Spaniard, but he grew up with Greek-speaking people, and Eddie is probably one of the foremost guys in Koine Greek that I am privileged to know, and we've studied the Koine together, and his wife has fed us really well in their home at times and stuff. And it's just, we used to visit them in South Dakota. It's just, they're a beautiful couple. And he's going to be teaching the Greek class in a couple minutes when I shut up. But, hey, Bob Ferguson?
Yes, Bob Ferguson, Waterville,
Illinois. And this is my
lovely wife, Anna. And it's just a joy to be here with you this weekend and
just looking
forward to fellowship
and the Lord and the Lord. Hey, thank you, Bob. Thanks a lot. Gary?
I'm here from Lafayette, Indiana. I'm the one that you hear. Moderating and throwing people out of the room. That's my lovely wife, Lenny, who also, I'm going to sing a song today that we rewrote the lyrics on. And Lenny did the lion's share of the lyrics on the song. So glad to be here. Glad Bob made it.
Thanks a lot, Gary. Jason there? All right, Jason?
Hello, I'm Jason Miller from Detroit, Michigan. And it's a pleasure to see all of you, and some for the multiple times, some for the first time. But it's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Bob Gunter, director of TFT, is here.
Bob Gunter from Lafayette. About his work, so she can't be here, but since it's not in regards, then I would say something when I speak on Sunday about passages you want to share.
Great, Bob. Thanks for making it. You'll be speaking on Sunday. Okay, one of the wild guys from Arizona is...
Barnabas
Paul. Barnabas Paul. Oh, man.
Okay. Primary residence is the highest throne for the uncosmos.
Awesome.
In the meantime, I spent some time in Phoenix, Arizona. I have one question. I couldn't hear you too well. When you opened the conference, did you say this is a fossil line?
Fossil line? Pascalina. Fossilina. Fossilina. Well, eventually we have to come up with a new name whenever the next conference of one of us guys is. Hey, thanks a lot, Barney. Barney with the right countdown. All right, and then we have Stefan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just worked with Stefan Jansen. All the way from Canada.
Well,
not that far, but just but this is the first conference I've been to in God's Conference.
Awesome. Good. Thanks a lot. There's some young blood there from the north. We invited a very good young man. We believe that he loves the Lord a lot. He'll be speaking tomorrow morning. Oh,
Oh, we got another one from the south there.
Marcus Parker from Hiram, Georgia. My wife, Lydia Parker, could be here, could be alive. It's good to be in Christ.
Amen. Awesome.
It's good to be in the midst of love.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Okay, we love you. You and Lydia, we love you there. Artist, regular speaker. Artist will be speaking tomorrow afternoon. Oh. Well, I think, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Great. Either of you two, Forrest?
I just be the baggage claim guy. You said 12 knowledgeable guys. I must be the 13th. Forrest. This is Kathleen. It's the women in Arizona that are the wild ones.
Are they? Yeah. All right. Forrest and Kathleen as well. Real nice people. They've treated us really well when we went out there. Tony and Jordy, or both of you, or either or?
No, I'm quiet.
Okay.
Tony and Jordy were from Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But all those guys from Arizona are taking over.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's.
Like you said, the women are the wild ones.
Yeah.
And we're really very glad they could hear. It was a long trip, but we enjoyed it. We actually got to see the heartland of these United States.
Amen.
And it was just great. It was very good. And we just thank the Lord all the time. And we can come in and see such a great country we have. And especially coming here to see all these happy faces that we see. And now we love you all.
Thanks a lot. Kingman, Arizona. Yeah. Wolverine's taken over by those wild bunch here. All right, and Roger?
Roger Tillman, my wife Carol, and we're from Logansport, Indiana, about 350 miles away, somewhere like that, south of north, halfway between Indianapolis and South Bend, and glad to be here. Glad to see y'all again.
Great. Roger Carol Newman, Roger will be speaking tomorrow. And Lloyd Thornburg came in. We want to have Lloyd stand up, please, Lloyd. He'll be speaking tomorrow, and Mr. Redmond, you're going to be the last guy to introduce yourself, Pete.
I'm sorry, Mike, for being late.
That's okay.
This is my wife, Rosemary. We're from Peru, Indiana.
All right, and Pete will be speaking tonight. Pete and Rosie Redmond, they help with putting on, or they put on with Bob, the TFT conference down in Peru, Indiana. They always are extremely gracious and good to us, and Pete's going to be speaking today. So what I want to do is I want to get out of here now, and I want to call Ed up in a second. I'm going to read Ephesians 1. What time is it, Ron, please?
03.
Okay. Ephesians 1. Remembering again, the reason for this conference and why it's being held is for the praise, honor, and glory of our dear Heavenly Father, His Son in our head, the Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, our sealer. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the overthrow or foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved one, actually, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence or discretion, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not all, only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And I would like to call up Mr. Ed Medrano, Eddie the Greek now, and he's going to begin the conference by teaching us a class in Koine Greek, and he promises it to be beautiful. And I'm sure it is, and I'm going to have Ed pray to start out the conference. Please, Ed.
Mr. Parker, when he said, when we meet here, we meet for one purpose, and that's for the purpose of true love, and that's the love of Jesus Christ for every one of us, especially for the man that is in you, and that is Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
And that's the inner man, the new man. That's you. That's you in you. Praise God for his beautiful plan and for his almighty power to be able to do that, say that confidently, truly, and lovingly. Thank you, Mr. Parker. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
It was nice. And you know, if we had more men like Mike, Paul Bagby, you are a Paul Bagby to me now that you said it. I am Paul Medrano. You are Paul Mikakowski. You're Paul McCurry. You're Paul, Tony. You're Paul. Why do I say that confidently? Because God said so. We are followers of Paul. From followers to imitators of Paul. And from imitators in the Greek, the translation for it is mimickers of Paul. Hello, hello, hello. Get stronger and stronger and stronger as you study the Greek. And speaking of that, I want to thank Tony, Mr. Anthony. I met you today. You're a lovely person. You have a lovely wife. And I asked her this afternoon, because I can't read the Analects too well because of my eye problem that I have. I happen to have an emergency and an operation, and it was a flub. But I rejoice in my sufferings like Paul did. Because that brings glory to the Lord. Maybe I don't need to see. I could just speak without a Bible. Because the Lord's in my heart. I could do that. At least I'm going to try today. I thank you for looking up the word out of Owen for me. And that's in Ephesians 1:13. Mike, and thank you for the beautiful prayer. 1:13 happens to be an introduction of what makes us the believers that we are in Jesus Christ, where in Ephesians 1:4, we have been huiotesia. Huiotesia is spelled what looks like an American or English U. The U is actually an upsilon in the Greek. That upsilon is aspirated when you put the comma reversed. It's a reverse comma. It's called an aspirated sound. And instead of who, it sounds like who. It's not going to be we officia. Sun placed. You're sun placed. Remember that. And you pronounce it huio. Huio, the aspiration you can hear. Huio officia. You are not only an adopted son of God, but you're that way because you have been sun placed. There you are. There you have it. Somebody would say to me in Florida, why Greek? And why do you want to teach Greek? I don't want to teach Greek. I'm dying to preach Greek instead of teach Greek. I don't want to just learn it. I want to teach it. And I'm going to start with the Greek class here in just a minute. But first of all, I'm going to tell you what I answered that person that asked me in Florida. I've been working out at the gym and I have quite a few people on the hook. And believe me, they haven't killed me yet. And if they do, I rejoice with Paul.
Yeah.
Right, Paul? Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord, Paul. Paul, praise God. I'll never forget your first name, huh? So anyway, why Greek? Kind of like a, why Greek, you know? I'll tell you why Greek. So I took my feet and I went like this. No, I didn't kick him. These 2 feet, this they belong to Jesus Christ. These feet alone, hear me, they belong to Jesus Christ. These feet, when he was walking these grounds, not these grounds in Florida, but he was happened to be over there in Jerusalem somewhere. But those shoes that he walked on, he's the person that gave us the inspired language in Greek. And now let me give you another little story on the same subject. This same Greek we're talking about is called Koine Greek. What does Koine mean? Somebody doesn't know here? No, you don't have to raise your hand because you're going to know now. Koine Greek is a Greek word, koine, for common, the word common. Common Greek. That means it's the language of the day. From 350 B.C., to 350 A.D., that would make it 700 years. Think about that, Christians. 700 perfect years of a Koine language. And that's what makes Koine Greek a perfect language for writing the Word of God. Hallelujah! Isn't that wonderful, Mike?
It's wonderful.
Paul? Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. With that story, I'm going to get going here officially. We're going to start with the two faces that somebody told me about. And that was my missus. Two people told me that I liked those two faces. They drove me mad because they were wondering what was going on with this metal thing here. It looks like a chalice with wine, I guess. But it's two faces, as you can see there.
It's not bad. That's okay. Yeah, looks good. I can see it.
Okay, can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it.
Boy, you guys got great vision. Those of you that can see that, you have terrific vision. Mine has to be like that. I mean, pretty crisp. And it's not that crisp anyway, to me. Anyway, this represents two faces. One of them is English language or whatever language that you speak. I don't speak just about English very well. And that not that well. I speak a little Greek, no, Koine Greek, and a little modern Greek, and a little Spanish, and a little Italian. I would love to keep it Greek, Koine Greek, but that's kind of impossible right now. Anyway, these two faces represent the English channel of the mind, and this is the Greek channel of the mind. And you know what? That you can develop that mind. You can develop it because the Lord anointed the word I'm going to give you. Okay, so how am I going to channel this English mind of mine to a Greek mind? I'm going to do it this way. You look up the word learn in your concordance, and it is a spiritual word. It's in the Word of God. You learn it, and the Greek word is ginomai. Ginomai. It's the same word that says that you are married to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You are married to Him if you're a believer. And if you're a believer in this dispensation, all the more. And I can prove that to you as I give you some more Greek, Koine Greek words. I'll give you one right away. For the word, let's say, mimic or follow. Follow, be followers of Paul, it says in the King James Version or any other English version. It says, be followers of Paul. Okay, you look at the Greek and you'll have two options. One option is to mimic, to imitate Paul. Okay, that's during the second level of heat, let's say. Heat towards the utter warmth of Jesus Christ. When he says, don't be just a follower, don't be just an imitator, but be a mimicker of Paul. And that's how you would explain by Greek, in a sensible way. The guy asked me in a funny way when I put my feet down like that, and I answered him, why Greek? I was just being just as bold as he was. So, and here I am in Florida. I never thought I could do that. But here I was in the gym, working out. And he says, hey, Ed, what's going on here with you and the Greek? Now, it's so interesting. I'd like to tell you another one. This Greek guy, he's Greek, you know, 100% Greek. In fact, he cannot even speak English, you know. That's what I mean. That kind of Greek. So then I said, you're invited to my Greek class. You teach me Greek? I said, yes. Me teach you Greek. Koine Greek. Koine Greek. Oh, what's Koine Greek? It's common Greek. And that's when I told him again what Koine Greek was. And then he says, I've got my church to go to. Hey, we haven't even talked about church. You see, there's a spirit in there that doesn't know what is going on, but yet he's fighting the success and honor of your Savior and mine. But I have the joy of the Lord for my strength. His strength is religion, which has no power at all.
Amen.
No power at all regarding the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing.
We have Jesus Christ as the head. We have the Holy Spirit and His power. We have the Father, God Almighty, one, unity of one. We have a oneness. And when Mike was introducing the people, you folks, we are one. We're one in, like Parker said, in love. In love. Whether you know it or not, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, folks. And if you don't have that love, pray about it. I did. And I love each and every one of you. Everyone.
Amen.
Where was I? This Greek guy. Okay. He comes over and he says, I got my own church. I said, I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about the power of the Word of God. That's what I'm talking about. I'm inviting you to my Greek class. It doesn't cost you anything. I've got an advertisement here. Free classes. Here somewhere. Free classes. Come on over. I've had a few takers. I have two guys who are in wheelchairs and two others on walkers who can barely walk. They want to know. I think those guys are just so faithful. It seems like the ones that really, really need the Lord and can't even get along, they're the ones who really long for the Lord. You know that? But they don't know the Word. They need to be taught the Word. We need men like Mike and Paul Mackey and Ronnie, Paul McCurry, another Paul. We need more Pauls. We do. We need more conferences like this one. I'm not here because I love Wisconsin. I'm not here because I love the cheese and I do love it. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here because I love Mike and Diane. And I do love them. I'm here because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that's going to glorify this terrible, ugly-looking body. Sickly. Getting sick every allergic season, whatever you call it. I have to take a pill every year or two. I mean, two pills, not two seasons. That's the way it is right now. But let me tell you something. When I see you with the Holy Spirit and the inner man in you, I don't see you. I see a lover of the Lord Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, ready to be glorified if He came tonight.
Amen.
We'd see Him in glory in the Lord, man. And you know what? There's no hurry. There's no hurry. Somebody will say, I wish you'd come today. Well, talk to the Lord about it. Maybe He'll give you something to do while you're here. So, besides wanting to get out of here, enjoy it while you're here. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm charismatic too. But charismatic may be good, maybe not good. The Lord is good. All right. These two faces here, you can move your mind to agree with a new man, that once he's dying to learn Koine Greek. He's dying to learn it because every time he learned one word, just one word, like Arabon today, that Arabon, she looked it up for me, and it is a pledge. It is a pledge to show the Lord's authority and sincerity and authenticity that it is true that you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, like Mike said in his introduction. I'll tell you what, the Word of God agrees with itself and it gives itself strength. And it has strength. Believe it. And there's other fruit of the Spirit that is your strength, not just the joy. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Love, one, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness, faith. Oh, if we knew the word faith and what it was, I'm going to try to explain it to you today. It is powerful. Pisteos is the Greek word for faith. Pisteos. Beautiful word, beautiful word. When the Lord commanded Paul, to go preach the gospel to the Gentiles. He says, Paul, I give you my faith. You do things from now on by the faith that is in me. Acts 26:18. Right there. Like you Easterners would say. Kathy's one, I think. Right there, sister? Yes. Okay. Anyway, by the faith that is in me, I give you this ministry. You are now a minister. In the Greek, you are a diakonos. What does that sound like? Deacon. Yeah, you're a deacon. When I used to play basketball, I used to be the Santa Fe Demons. And I took a picture. Now that I'm a believer, I see that picture on the wall. And I said, and I was in the printing business. And I see that, Demons? Oh, no, come on. So I got my artist to change Demons, it's got the same amount of letters, to Deacons. Deacons.
Yeah.
Hey, basketball, man. Yes, sir. And later on, about maybe 2 or 3 years later, I'm receiving calls from my ex-classmates. People are talking about you being a deacon when you used to be a demon, you know. And I said, well, I used to be a Santa Fe demon. I used to like sing the song, you beer, beer for Santa Fe, huh? Da-da-da-da, up in the sky, you know. I don't sing that anymore. No, I just mentioned how it goes. But it's deacons. Deacons. And in Christ, you make the grade. Just being here. Just being present and saying, somebody's taking it wrong. Right here. Paul Bagby, I'm here. Yep. What other Christian? Lloyd, I'm here. I'm a believer. Praise the Lord. So, okay, folks, here we go. I'm getting way off base here. We're going to learn the alphabet. We're going to learn it. Here we go. We're going to learn it exactly the way it's supposed to sound. And I learned this from Greek relatives who have taught me Greek in the past. And I'm learning it now by Mike's lessons. I took part in that too. So we're going to start with Alpha. And if you please repeat it with me. Alpha.
Alpha.
Beta.
Beta.
Gamma.
Gamma.
Delta.
Delta.
Zeta. Zeta, like a dozen. Zeta. Zeta. Eta.
Eta.
Theta.
Theta.
And then what?
Iota.
I was gonna wait for iota. Well, that's all right. Bless your dear heart. It's iota.
Iota.
Iota. It's iota. You can see if you say it fast, it's iota. Sounds like a Y or something, but it's not. If you listen close and play the tape slow, it's iota. Iota. It means in the scriptures a jot. You've heard the expression jot and tittle. Heaven, earth, pass, and now a jot or tittle will pass for the second coming or whatever. I don't know if the scripture is not in my dispensation, but it's still good to know. Yota, okay. Kappa.
Kappa.
Lambda.
Lambda.
Mu.
Mu.
Nu.
Nu.
And the next one, Tsi.
Tsi.
Sounds like a real fast X in the beginning, but a Tsi. Tsi.
Tsi.
Yeah. Omicron.
Omicron.
P.
P.
Rho.
Rho.
Sigma.
Sigma.
The sigma in the middle of a word, it looks like an O with a little spin on the top, like a tail. And then it's at the end of a word or a form, it looks like a capital English S. Like Ulagitas. Or oikonomos. Oikonomos, that you're a steward in this dispensation for the church. You're a steward belonging to God. That's what you are. Maybe you're a living person doing things for Jesus Christ according to His Word. You are doing what it takes to do in this economy of God, this administration of God. That's your job. You have ministry just like Paul did. And the same way Paul did, by the faith that is in Jesus Christ Himself. He's the manufacturer of faith. He's the owner of faith. He is faith Himself. That's why I just love to, even in English, I love faith. Because that's where you're working, whether you know it or not. You are working by the faith that is in Jesus Christ. He's your head, He's your master, He's your Lord, He's this and all these things you said that He was. He's the Spirit of God, He's the Holy Spirit, and He's God the Father, Pater. And we are nothing but the light of Him. We're the fosteres. A better word in Philippians 2:15. You are the luminaries, Paul Parker. Yes, sir. You're a luminary. You are the light of the world, and Jesus Christ is the light of the Word. We work for that light, and with that light. And He's always loving you, and always pushing you on, encouraging you to do it. Do it, son. You are my son. My son placed you by the Apostle Paul's teaching that he learned that he is to preach all of this to the Gentiles by faith that is in me. Read 26:18 of the book of Acts. That'll tell you about the commandment. The commandment. It's called the commandment. This dispensation is also called the commandment. It's called the commandment. We're going to speak on that if I get a little time later on. I will, because I have another session tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, did we get to Omega yet? No. Tau.
Tau.
Tau. Upsilon.
Upsilon.
C. Like P.S. P.S. I love you. What?
Please.
Phi, yeah. Omega.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Phi.
Phi.
Phi like F. Phi. Ki.
Ki.
Psi. Omega.
Omega.
Oh, we're done. Now we know all the Greek
gods. Oh, no problem. No problem.
You're starting, folks. We're starting.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you should be glad you're this far. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We are. We are. I'm with you. We started.
Yep.
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord to get started. Now kick us a little bit. No. Just love it. Love it. It loves you. Okay, let's go with the diphthong. And that's establishing a Greek line. Oops, that guy's gone. Where'd those two guys go? Okay. Diphthongs. These diphthongs are just very simple. Just say the letters of the first one, which is Alpha Iota. Go ahead, Alpha Iota.
Alpha Iota.
You just said diphthong AI in English. That is pronounced like you would say second aisle, first aisle, third aisle at Walmart, whatever. Aisle, AI. Epsilon Iota is Epsilon Iota.
Epsilon Iota.
Say it and you'd learn the diphthong. I think we don't have handouts for that, do we? If you want any information on this, get a hold of Mike and we'll send it to you. We'll send you a lot of this material. And I think Mike's been doing that anyway. You still doing that, Mike?
I sent him some texts.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I sent them everything, actually. I can get a hold of plenty of Greek textbooks.
Yes,
that you can learn from. Yeah,
good.
Got a line on that.
This is the source, folks. We have the source. We have the resources. We have the best resource in the entire universe. The best. And we work for the best. He is our boss. And he's not very bossy either. He loves every one of us workers. You can't lose. And do you get paid? Of course you get paid. You get paid higher wages than anybody else ever got, every executive in the universe ever got paid. but hold on for the interest. It's gaining interest every time, every day. Because he's got unsearchable riches for you. He's got unsearchable ways to teach you. And he's got unspeakable words that you have yet to speak if you just start off loving the Greek today. Or tomorrow, that doesn't matter. I know you already do. I just know it. If you don't, you better, because you have to. If you want to learn, learn. Just like I said a while ago, to learn, it says so, you're ginomai. And if you don't believe that, look up Romans chapter 7, verse 4, which tells you that you are married to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word married is ginomai, which means other things besides married to him. It means also you belong to him and he belongs to you. How great. How great thou art. Whoever wrote that song, I would challenge all of you to try to sing it with all the words, with the right tune. And I would say, 9 people out of 10 will not finish that song because of tears. How great thou art. How great thou art. You sing it in the right spirit. It's a spiritual song. And we're commanded to sing those songs. I won't sing it for you because you guys don't like my voice. You know. Even though it is just as beautiful as could be. Okay, did we finish the diphthongs?
No.
Okay, Omicron Iota. Everybody.
Omicron Iota.
Okay, a little louder.
Omicron Iota.
There you go. All right, now the next, that's oil, is like an oil.
Right.
Now, now Alpha Upsilon, like Tau or Kraut. And the letters are Alpha Upsilon. Okay, say that and you know some Greek already. What is it?
Alpha Upsilon.
Thank you, Tony. I saw that. I saw that seal, buddy. That's what it takes.
Wow. All right.
Amen. That's Upsilon, Upsilon. And that's pronounced like U, as in you. Epsilon, Upsilon, everybody.
Epsilon, Upsilon.
Isn't that pretty? It sounds like a beautiful sound. Epsilon, Upsilon. And that's a diphthong. Even that sounds neat. That's so neat. And I just love the looks of the style that the Koine Greek is in small letters. I like the capitals too. You don't have too much use for that in the scripture. But the small, the lowercase, are just so pretty as can be. Just the style alone will make you want to learn how is that pronounced. And you'll see it in words like agape, agape love, agape tas. And just so neat. Another place that you really love it in is in the hupsas. The hupsas means height. The height of what? The height of Panton Ton Uranon. Panton Ton Uranon. Heaven above all heavens. And even that has a height called the Hupsas. That's the third heaven where you saw Paul go. Remember I talked about that today? That's the third heaven where Paul heard some unutterable words or whatever he heard. The Lord doesn't even see it. The word here, it's something understandable. But it's unlawful for him to utter them. And he heard and saw some unsearchable riches that are not even explainable in this carcass with this voice, with these larynx, whatever I've got here. Whatever you have, we have the same thing. And it'll be glorified someday. And it'll be the day that we see the Apostle Paul. Yeah. You'll have to figure that one out. Because Paul said, Have I worked all these labors in vain? When the day of Christ comes, I will find out, and I hope the things you're doing will make me to rejoice. Yeah, to rejoice. Will I rejoice when I see you? Will I rejoice like I wanted you to rejoice? Will I show gladness because you learned from me? Who gave me all the information I needed to teach you? And all of you are a Paul. And all of you are teachers and reapers of what the Lord has for you at the appearing. The Epiphanion, it's called. The Epiphanion. The manifestation. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Two more. Defense. We had the, we did the Ruslan Yota, didn't we?
Yeah,
we're there.
The last two.
Oh, letters?
Last two
difficult. Yeah. So, Tony said,
that's what we
got to
do is Omicron Upsilon.
Yeah, Omicron Upsilon.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I thought we did that. Omicron Upsilon.
Omicron Upsilon.
It's pronounced like in group. Or soup. Kettle soup. How about that? But if you say Omicron Upsilon, you have learned that info. And then the last one is Upsilon Yota. And the Upsilon is pronounced like we. And we went through that already. And if it's got the aspiration, you say qui, like the form qui officium. Mike told me to tell you this, and to be sure, because I want it to be repeated. Qui officium is the form. Quias is the root word. He says, don't call it a word if it's not a form. Don't call it a root word if it's a form. But in addition to that, Mr. Mike, if you can't change either one of them, like Mysterion and Mysterion, you got two, Mysterion and Mysterion, and you can't change them. They are not interchangeable because Mysterion is its own root word. And Mysterion on this side is its own form. And the definition for Mysterion is it doesn't have a root. It's called a primary word. And there are many in the Koine Greek. Primary words do not have a root word. That word has got a definition all in itself. Primary word. Okay, we got the last two. We got all the alphabet. And how much time do I have, Mike? Oh, wait a minute.
15 minutes.
15 minutes on the Greek class, and then I'll come back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if I don't finish this, I will try to finish it on my next presentation tomorrow. And I have lots to cover. I'm going to try to button it up here with Mike, if you'll help me, Mike.
Sure.
Can you take that Paul's prayer and give me the English from it? I will try to pronounce all the Greek words as well as I can. And let me just explain first that this Paul's prayer is found in Ephesians chapter 3. A lot of you guys know this already. Some of you would, I know, want to know. And I know that you should know. This prayer of Paul is such a beautiful prayer. And not so much that it's beautiful, but so much that it's effective and so appreciative for Paul being there where he is. He's explaining he loves his position. What he is really saying I love you, Lord, just as much as you love me. I love you, Lord. I just don't have the capacity to love you as much as you love me. This is a story of love, and it's the end of Paul's prayer in chapter 3, verses 14 through, I believe it's 21. Is it? 14 through 21. You ready, Mike?
Ready. You want to go first for me?
I'll go first in the Greek, and you give me, I'm going to leave it, give you line by line. And the first one is Tuchu Karin Kamto Ta.
For this cause I bend the
Ganata Mu Pras Tan Patera Ta.
Knees of me unto the Father of the
Kurio Humon Jesu Christu,
Lord of us, Jesus Christ,
ex u pasa patria en uranois,
from whom every family in the heavens
kai epiges onomateta,
upon earth and upon the earth is named.
That's the end of verse 15. Now verse 16. Hina don humin kataton,
that he would grant you according to
Plutas teis doxe atu,
the riches of the glory of him
Duname katayo tedai,
to be empowered mightily
dia tu panumatas of tu heis ton,
by the spirit of him in the
eso anthropon,
inner man.
Anthropon, you all know it's man. Inner man is the eso. Eso. Okay. Verse 17. Katakesai tan Christon diates,
to indwell the Christ through the
pisteos en tais cardias humon,
faith in the hearts of you.
Verse 18. En agape erso menoi, erso menoi,
in love, having been rooted
kai desalemo menoi hina,
and having been founded that
exis kusante kata labethai,
you be fully able to grasp
soon passing tois
together with all the
hagiois tita platas kai
saints, what the breath and
Mekas kai bathas kai hupsas,
length and depth and height.
Verse 19. Gnosai te huperbalusan,
and to know the surpassing
tes gnoseos agapein tu Christu,
knowledge, love of the Christ,
hina pleirothete eis panta,
that ye may be filled unto all the
pleroma tu theou,
fullness of God.
That's the pleroma of God. Verse 20. Tode duna meno huper,
to the one now being able beyond
panta poiesae huper ek perisu,
all things to do super abundantly above
on I have two a two a two method hey la ume,
what we ask or think.
Read that again, Tony. The last line.
What we ask or think. Do you want me to read the whole verse?
The upper one and the one you just read.
All right.
All things to do,
super abundantly above what we ask or think.
Yes. All right. Kata tain dunami tain,
according to the power.
Energi menon,
working in us.
En humin is working in us. I should have read two more words. Working in us. All right. This will be the last verse, 21. Ato he doxon en te ecclesia.
Unto him be glory in the church.
In Christo Jesu eis,
unto,
go ahead,
in Christ Jesus unto all the,
all the is eis pasas tas, which I missed. Okay, and let's see, genai tu aionos tas Ionon,
generations of the age of the ages.
Amen. Christ. Now, if you would read this in total in English, it's probably more understandable, and you will grasp it and love it just the way Paul felt when he wrote it. I know that you've read chapter 3 of Ephesians. It's a powerful chapter. And it's quite a blessing just to read it. And if you take every word to analyze it and read the definition on your Analects, I want to say just one word or two about the Analects. First, the good part, because it's got some bad parts. Read the definition on it. And read the last part of that definition. Try to leave off the word religion where they mean divine. Try to leave off any word that's not in the Koine Greek that is in the Byzantine text. To tell you something about the Byzantine text, if you had the Textus Receptus, you're not committing anything sacrilegious, no. But you'll find that in the Textus Receptus, it's got a lot of variants that appeared at the last conference between scholars and translators. And they came up with all the ones that made sense from the manuscripts that have been collected. and they've all been collected. Right now what they're doing is weeding them out. Since Byzantine, that we have today, I call it the text, with the article done, with great emphasis. It is the text. When you say the text, you know you're talking about the Byzantine. But if you have and love your Textus Receptus, which is from 1551, consider yourself blessed if you have the Byzantine. The Byzantine is, listen to this, 2005. That was almost here, brand new. To think that we still have men that can translate honestly and unbiasedly the Word of God into a current text. My goodness. We are so rich. We are rich beyond unmentionable riches. Unsearchable riches, really. That unsearchable, I'm going to teach you one more word. I say, I'm not going to teach you anything. The Lord can teach it to you if you can say the following word. Anexique.
Anexique.
Niestan. All of it now. Anexique niestan.
Anexique niestan.
And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. It's a terrific word. That was the root word. The root word is anexignias dois. Anexignias dois is the form. That's why the Apostle Paul told Timothy, hold fast to the form of sound words. You mean hold fast to what's written and finished and understandable. Sound words. And those sound words are inspired words by the one who inspired them. That's the us. And that's why inspiration is theopneustos. Theopneustos. That means inspired by God. Not only inspired, but blessed of God and love of God. Everything he writes is with a supernatural love. Am I done yet?
Bravo.
Thank you, folks. Love you.
Thanks a lot, Eddie and Kathy, for that excellent message in the Greek. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read those few verses in the English, if that's okay. And then we can take a break for a few minutes. And let me see, who's the first one up? Is it Rotten? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's Rotten Ronnie. Yeah, that's what I call him in love, Ronnie McCurry. We call him Rotten. Meanwhile, what's the story behind that? Because when the first time Diane and I know all the time, the first time that Diane and I met Rotten and his lovely wife Lori was at a conference up in New York State. And then we went to Niagara Falls. And we were sitting in this restaurant the first time I was around Ronnie. And we were talking about the Lord and about the old man, and Ronnie said, "Yeah, and I'm Rotten." And from that point on, I called him Rotten Ronnie. Well, that's because of the old man. You know what I'm saying? All right, hey, it does make sense. So. All right, then. Thank you. But he'll be up in a few minutes. But I'd like to read these scriptures and then what Eddie translated, and then we'll take a break, all right? And be back in like 10 minutes, all right? Thank you.
Hey, here are the scriptures. Now, that was that Ephesians 3? 14 through 21. Here's from the Koine. For this cause I bend the knees of me unto the Father of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, and upon the earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of the glory of him, to be empowered mightily by the Spirit of him in the inner man, to indwell the Christ through the faith in the hearts of you, in love having been rooted and having been founded, that ye may be able to grasp together with all the saints what the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the surpassing knowledge, love of the Christ, that ye be filled unto all the fullness of God, to the one now being able beyond all things to do superabundantly above what we ask or think, according to the power working in us, unto him be glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, unto all the generations of the age of the ages. Amen. All right, so we'll see you guys in 10 minutes.